Hey, I just got back from the mall and I got those heels you asked me about. If you don't like them, you can. What are you doing here? Where's Miranda? My sister, you toad. She's out. Well, if she's out, then who let you in? She gave you a key? Seriously? She didn't even give her ex-fiancé a key to this place, but she gave you one. Yeah, clearly she likes you more than she does him, but I cannot for the life of me understand why, considering the fact that you're almost at the same level as that weasel. Yeah. I hope you never cheated on my sister. I would have promptly disowned the brat, after kicking your ass, of course. Oh, please. I can take you on any day of the week. What am I doing? What does it look like I'm doing? I'm putting away some of the food I bought at the mall today. Right, of course. I forgot that you're a recluse. Hell, if it weren't for my sister, you'd probably never get out of the house, huh? The mall has these little things called food stands that are littered throughout it. Miranda loves the froyo that you can get at one of the stands, so I took it upon myself to be a good big sister and got her some. Hey, I'm a better big sister than you are a friend to her. Yeah, I am. Whatever, you're annoying. What? What do you mean someone was lurking in the backyard? Well, what did he look like? Oh, that's Timmy. He lives down the block from us. We hired him to clean out the pool over the summer. He's a bit of a spoiled brat, and his family is attempting to teach him the value of the dollar, which is why they asked us to hire him for the aforementioned job. He's irritating and makes crappy jokes, but he does a good job for someone who's never had to lift a finger in his entire life. Anyway, what did he want? Of course he did. Well, he's been ogling me ever since he got the job, so yeah, that's why I'm not surprised he asked to see me. What? Jealous that no one other than my precious little sister is showing you any attention? Yeah, of course you'd think that. Well, considering the fact that you and my sister have been friends since you were in elementary school, you would think that you'd remember the fact that we came from nothing. My parents put their blood, sweat, and tears into their company, and it's only within the last few years since everything's taken off for them. So don't you dare compare me to that brat who has had everything handed to them. I sound mad? That is the understatement of the century. I'm livid. You want to think of me as the spoiled brat that just so happens to be your best friend's sister? Fine. Do what you want. That is your prerogative. But don't you dare diminish my parents' hard work to nothing but a gimmick. God, you are insufferable! No, I just hit my arm on the coffee table. Are you okay? I'm not that much of a monster to not care if you hurt yourself. Just answer the question. Good, I am. Let me get off of you. What are you doing? You seriously want me to stay on top of you for a little while longer? Why? Are you that touch-starved that you have to accept unintentional attention from someone you hate? What? What do you mean you don't hate? Oh, crap. Come on. Come on. What do you think whoever the hell walked in through that door is going to think if they saw me on top of you in the middle of the living room? Considering everyone thinks we don't like each other, I'd rather not have to explain that.